Late last summer, the North Bay Workers' Rights Board convened a hearing on the wages and working conditions for home health workers in Sonoma County. The informal pro-labor panel of community leaders is aligned with North Bay Jobs for Justice, which has been active in the push for a $15 per hour wage for those workers. That stance was affirmed in the report the Workers' Board issued this week, but their hearing also led them to view the issue from a different perspective.
We were focused initially on the fact that IHSS workers were receiving a poverty wage. We felt that was unfair. But when we looked at it more, we realized that it's really about the client receiving. Many of them want to receive services in the home. That's the foundation of this report.
Matt Myers, a retired teacher and school principal, was one of the six members of the board's hearing panel last August. That emphasis, he adds, carries the weight of some hard-won rights for those clients.
We're talking about the American Disabilities Act, that people with disabilities have a right to services. And the second part of that is the Olmstead decision, which gives them the right to have services in their homes in the community. In order to achieve that, the home care providers need to be supported with a sustainable self-sufficiency wage, and they need medical training or other kinds of training that will enable them to do it effectively.
Another member of the hearing panel, Father Ray Decker, is a San Francisco priest involved with Catholic Scholars for Worker Justice. He believes there is both a legal and moral obligation for county supervisors to endorse better pay and benefits for the county's 4,000 IHSS, or in-home supportive services, workers.
It definitely is a moral case because they have responsibility for the community, seeing the benefits of the community. Legally, they have the same obligation.
To date, the county has contended that for technical reasons, the IHSS workers should not be considered county employees. Decker says that claim has been undercut by a court ruling in support of a worker named Adeline Guerrero, who sued the county for unpaid overtime.
The IHSS workers are technically and legally the employees of the county. The appellate court decision in Guerrero indicated that. And they, knowing that, settled outside of court so that that court decision would not stand down the line.
IHSS workers are not employed by the county directly, but through a subsidiary body known as the Public Authority. Carol Taylor is a now retired home health care worker who sits on the authority's advisory board.
The Public Authority was set up as a separate agency to hire, to do the payroll, and be the employer of record for the IHSS workers. So that's why it's so weird that Sonoma County says they're not our employers, because that's what the whole purpose of the Public Authority was from the beginning.
County supervisors have been supportive of the poverty reduction policy goals laid out in the Portrait of Sonoma County they commissioned last year. But, notes Matt Myers, this issue seems to be an exception for them.
We just think it's a contradiction to not see raising wages of their own workers as a component of reducing poverty.
The Workers' Rights Board estimates that raising IHSS workers' pay to $15 an hour would cost around $10.6 million. Or about 1% of the county's $1.4 billion annual budget. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.